Yes, perfect. I'll do the roll call for you now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Atlas II Working Group call on the 5th of December 2013. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langdonneau, Darlene Thompson, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Eduardo Diaz, Juan Manuel Rojas, Christopher Wilkinson, Pastor Peters, Roberto Gaetano, Tijani Benzema, Jordi Paraguay, Siranush Vardanyan, Devon Antiluxing, and Sandra Hochwichter. We have an apology from Heidi Ulrich. And from staff, we have Carlos Reyes and myself, Natalie Pergin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Eduardo.
Okay, thank you very much for everyone that is in this call today. The first item in the agenda is to approve this agenda. Basically, what I did is, you know, for this call, I think it's important that we discuss what is the theme of this, the Atlas II Summit, because, you know, we talked about that a long time ago, at the beginning of this year, and we said that we should wait for the survey results to get a more definitive theme. And the reason I'm talking here in this call, we need to talk about this item, is because, you know, this theme will really define the whole event, and it will drive somehow the public relations campaign. And I'm coming from this because of the meetings that we have with the public relations people at Buenos Aires. That, you know, they ask us, you know, what's the strategy that you have? What's your theme? What is what you want to present out there? And I just figured out, you know, we haven't thought what is our main theme for the whole meeting. So that's one of the first items that I want to discuss in this agenda. And the second one is basically, you know, we need to talk about what the results of the surveys and what the TGNI work group has been doing in terms of the coordination of the event and the agenda, and I understand there are problems with getting enough rooms to do this. So if nobody disagrees with this, I propose to have this agenda for today's meeting. Any comments, please? No comments. So, well, by consensus, I'm sorry.
Tijani,
no, it's okay.
I'm sorry, Tijani, you have your hand up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's not a problem. No, it's not a problem. Continue, because we will discuss the issue after. So I will lower my hand. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So if nobody has a problem with this agenda, let's start with the first item, and let's talk about what the general theme that we want for the meeting or ideas is. I included a link of a one of the wiki pages. I just copy a message from an email that JJ sent in May 3rd, which I think gives us a nice guide to talk about, you know, what kind of theme we should select for this for the Atlas II. In fact, in that email, he suggested that we use as a central theme, global internet, the user perspective. So what I want to do is I want to, you know, hear some of you about that idea or other ideas. So, Tijani, you have the floor now.
Thank you, Eduardo. It's exactly what I wanted to say. As for the general theme or the central theme, as you call it, I do think that we cannot define it before seeing what the ALS has proposed as themes for the summit. So we have to first read the result of the survey and see what are the main the themes proposed by the ALSs, and then we have to find an overarching or a central theme that can include all of them, that can, because the central theme has to reflect all the other themes we are discussing. Thank you,
Tijani. So what you're suggesting is that we approach this from a different angle. Do we have a final list of these themes that were suggested by the ALSs, Tijani, that you can share with us?
This is the question, Eduardo. We have now ranked list of what the ALS has chosen from the list we proposed for them. And then they also gave other proposals. So if you read them all, you can say that some are very clear themes that we have to address because they are, the majority choose them. But for the comment, you don't know how many one commented week. We know, but what is the weight you will give it to this? Because the others are weighted from 1 to 5, so we know what is the most important themes they choose. But for the comments, everyone gives its own theme, so we have to. This is something that we have to do all together. There is not one person that can do that. We have to do it all together. I tried to do my work, if you want, my part of the work. I mean, the part of everyone must be the same. We have to read it all together, and we have everyone give its impression. What are the themes that we have to take into account, and what are those that we cannot take into account? I am not speaking about the ranked one. The ranked one, the weighted one, it's clear. We know. But the others. I want to add another thing. As you know, now in ICANN, there is a very hot topic discussed in ICANN. And I think the summit cannot ignore it. And it must be one of the themes that we have to address inside the summit. Thank you.
Okay, can you tell us what important theme is in ICANN now? Is this the civil society theme?
I will read you what is the result of the summit, of the survey, more or less. The first item chosen was the ICANN transparency and accountability. The second one is the future structure of the governance of ICANN, not of Internet.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is IPv4, IPv6 migration. The next one is a new generic top-level domain as a general, including IDN, and I think it is a good topic also that we have to address. It is really actual. Those are the 1, 2, 3, 4, the four most important themes chosen by the ALSs in the list that we provided. But with that, we have the comments, and the comments others, we said others, and then others, everyone gave its own view, and it is, as I said, it is a common work. We have to work on it all together, because it will be subjective, more or less. And I don't want I don't want one person to do it, because it will not be, I think, how to say, it will be more subjective. It will reflect its own impression, not the impression of the group. Thank you.
Tijani, I have a question to follow up. I have Oliver. You have the floor now. Yeah, you have now, François. Go ahead.
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. Just a question to Tijani. Whose job is it to do this analysis?
Olivier, yes, we distribute that to everyone did a part. But also, everyone said that it is not possible to analyze the comments because they are very diverse, and we cannot say that there is a tendency or a trend there toward this subject more than this subject. So everyone did the analysis, said the same. So I think that we need. Yes, please.
Yeah, you've just said we need that group to meet. You just told me that it's the survey working group that has to work this out, but from what I understand, if I hear you correctly. And so it's the survey working group that needs to have a call as soon as possible to come up with the answers and to work on these things together on the call and to get prepared for that call as well, because otherwise it will yield nothing. I think that's what you're telling us, and I think we can then move on, because this is a sub-working group that has to do that. It's not for us to deal with it now.
No, it cannot be done during a call, Olivier. No. It is why I wanted the whole group to meet first, because it will give, if you want, the way for the other subgroups. And if today we decide that, for example, I don't know, five or six of us will review those comments and will say, I think that this is the most important thing that we have to address. We can add this theme to the four or five or six other themes that we choose from the list that we provided. But
Tijani, who is we?
Yes.
Who is we? The survey is dealt with by the survey working group. So the survey working group has to do the work. We can't just take the failings of the survey working group and then get the rest of the group to start working on this. It's just going in all corners at the moment.
Olivier, excuse me, but I don't think that even the survey working group, because who is on the survey working group? It is shared by Wolf, and some of us are in the survey working groups. And I think that every one of us participated in the analysis, and the others can confirm that everyone did the analysis of those questions where you have comments, where you have others said the same, exactly the same. And they tried to rank them, but they said it is really rough. My suggestion is that the Atlas II working group or the Atlas II organizing committee has to, if you want, appoint or find volunteers to work together and to come up with some common choices from those others. It is not my
responsibility. Forgive me for this, but that's the survey working group's job. That is the job of the survey working group. They're supposed to come out with a clear understanding of what our community wants, with a clear list of what the extra activities are, and then the rest of the groups are supposed to pick up on this.
And that's exactly what I asked for this call, Olivier, because I didn't see any real proposal, clear proposal for themes. They are all the analysis gave, if you want, they said, everyone said, Dev said that, I said that, everyone did this kind of analysis, said that this is only my personal impression or my personal analysis. It is not, because it is very diverse. If you read the comments, Olivier, you will see that it is very diverse. And I think that
we're looking at the majority work, Tijani. It's impossible that we will be covering everything that everyone wants. So as long as if we see some commonality with the other parts that people want, then this can be integrated. But if we just see a diversity of subjects around, then these ones can just be dropped because there will just be one out of the 160 Atlas structures that will want that. But I'll refrain from because I think we're starting to go in circles. But I think the survey group should have done the work for this, and I don't think the whole working group for all of Atlas 2 should be working on that. Otherwise, we're going to end up having to do the work twice for each one of the sections and sub-working group that we have. Thank you.
I agree with you, Olivier, that it is the work of the survey working group. But if you have a look to those comments, sometimes it is one ALS who proposed a theme that is interesting, and perhaps the group will find it interesting to add to the themes we have to address. As I said at the beginning, nobody spoke about the future of the multi-stakeholder model, but we have to include it because it is a hot topic. It is addressed in an ICANN. So from those comments, sometimes you find a theme. Perhaps it is proposed by one person, but it is important to include it. That's why we need a wider view so that we choose the best. When I say we, I say the survey working group. Okay. Let's call it the survey working group. It has to give something that not one person judged that it is important. Olivier, you have to understand that this is the most important point in the whole work. If it is the definition of what we will discuss.
We have
we have objective results. It is clear. We don't have any problem to define the main subjects. But we have also other subjective, judgment that we have to do together. That not one person or two persons have to do. It must be a common work.
Thank you, Tigani. I'm going to give the floor to Cherry and then Roberto, but I want to add that, you know, when we put together and accepted the charter of these groups, the outcome of the survey group says the outcome should be a list of major topics and issues to be discussed during plenary conferences, workshops, and regional general assemblies, which will help drive the event schedule and its content. Also, it should generate a feedback form to capture summit feedback from attending ALSs. So the output of the survey working committee should have been not only to provide the results of the survey as a whole, but it should have analyzed it and provide some kind of guidance for the events to be performed. So anyhow, Cheryl, do you have the floor?
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. I think what we need to do is come back to the work of the committee as a whole, which is what this meeting is, at least as far as I understand it. And that's the difference between what the outputs of the survey working group is, which, as you've just read to the record, Eduardo is quite specific on themes for conversations and activities to go on during the Atlas II. And what I thought you proposed, Eduardo, quite clearly for a main piece of today's work for all of us, and that is to discuss an overarching theme. An overarching theme has to be something that has a selling point and is able to be used in promotional materials and everything else, you know. Internet 2020, the way forward. Whatever it is matters not. What does matter is that we discuss it and we come up with something, preferably with less than 20, 25 words involved in its title. That will be the catchphrase and is, as the book, the terminology suggests, an overarching theme. If you use any one of those component ones, ranked 1 to 4 or 1 to 5, out of the survey, it'll sound something like a mini conference. I mean, imagine, if you will, is the overarching theme for Atlas II is IPv4 to IPv6 migration. For heaven's sake, put this in perspective. Thank you.
Roberto, please. You have the floor.
Yes. I think that we are running a bit short of time, in my opinion. I think that the work of the survey working group is practically done with the reports that we get also on the different questions. It is true that we have a lot of unstructured data. But then, for instance, what I have tried to do with my question was to group it by subject. And so in the table that I have sent, and other people have done more or less the same thing, we are able to cluster those things by theme. And so I think that we have sufficient elements to start making at least a list of topics for the event by large group of topics. It can be internet governance, data protection and security. Some people wanted to develop also some information about the history and structure and evolution of ICANN and all these kind of things. So I think that we have a sufficient number of elements for making a sort of first draft of list of topics. At the same time, we can think about the overarching subject, and we can take that either from the suggestions that were run a couple of months ago, but also comparing them with what the ALS have shown as topics. There's an interesting comment from Pisani that I agree with. Maybe there are some topics that have only had a small number of preferences from the ALSs, but we judge they are important. I think that we have to play this, how can I say, this management role and take the initiative whether if we identify that the topic is important, and I think that that's the role also of the of leaders, that have to take responsibility to say, okay, this did not have a top vote, but we believe in the general strategy. It is important, and so we'll include it in the program for the A class. We take the risk that is going to that particular thread because nobody is interested, but if we feel it's important, we have to include it. At this point, I think, this is just my personal opinion, that this final list can be compiled by taking the information that we have, if that can be compiled by the survey working group, that is something that can be done within a week or so, and that can be the input for the event working group. And then I think that the event working group has to start working today, immediately, based even on the informal results of the survey that we all have in front of our eyes. I think that we shouldn't delay any further the laying down the plan for the conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. Any other comments about this?
Well,
I think, you know, for the theme part,
we have to, I like Roberto's ideas of, you know, getting the survey group to come up with, you know, the four, five, six main topics, and from that we should, you can think about a central theme. I agree with Cheryl, you know, it should be something very encompassing and broad, not like, you know, IPv6, IPv4 type thing. And I think we should do this somehow offline, the mailing list, and decide which central theme we should select. There is an input from JJ that I put in the wiki that I think can guide us in selecting it. I like the central theme that he put together at the beginning. Maybe we can add something about the 18 themes, things that are happening now during this time in ICANN. So I want to hear comments about this approach before going to the next ICANN agenda. Okay, so, I mean, we can keep talking about the theme for the rest of the hour, but let's move to the next item in the agenda, which is Tijani to bring us up to the what is happening in the events subcommittee and the problems that you are foreseeing with the logistics. You know, mostly the rooms are going to be available for us. So, Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Roberto. Thank you, Eduardo. Sorry.
No problem. You can call me for away.
Tijani speaking. As for the events, as you know, I proposed a few months ago a schedule for the summit. And we were looking for the confirmation of the staff for the rooms availability. and in Buenos Aires. I met with two or three persons from the meeting's staff to confirm the rooms, but they said they cannot confirm the room now because they have to travel to London in January to see what is there, and then they can perhaps give better information. Also, they said that they cannot give final and definitive allocation of the rooms because they are waiting for the other constituencies, what is the need, etc. So it is something that they didn't understand, that we have a major event and we cannot wait. It is not like a meeting, for example, I don't know, of a subgroup or of a working group. My proposal now today is that we send to the ALAC meeting team our needs, and we say this is our need, and we want it to be like this, and we need an answer on it, and we have to give a deadline for that because we cannot wait indefinitely like this without having the final rooms availability, so that we can decide if we can have five groups meeting together or not, if we can have a big room for a general for a plenary meeting. We need to define that now so that we can go ahead in our work as an event working group. This is for the layout, if you want, of the meeting. As for the themes, we just spoke about it, so it will be done after the themes definition. Thank you.
Olivia, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. I'm sorry, I'm grappling with a massive bumblebee at the moment here. it's gotten lost in my house. Sorry. I'm going to have to pass on this one because I, at the moment, I'm having to deal with a bumblebee. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
He said he's dealing with the bumblebee, which is hopefully not something he's going to catch by hand, but rather just chew out the door or window. Just on the meetings team and logistics, I think this is something that, yes, if we put our own, a show off the record, by the way, we'll put in our own needs, as Tijani said, as a formal request. And via Heidi, and see if Heidi can follow up. That would be wise. Thanks.
Okay, so what about if we open an action item for, I guess, Yanni, you know, or whoever wants to take this action item to come up with write a formal list of requirements for the events, and we just to be sent into the electing team, and so we have in writing exactly what we need are, and we can start the conversation right from that.
Eduardo, Olivier speaking.
Olivier.
Thank you. I'm ready to speak now. Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier Catalan.
Okay.
Speaking.
Go ahead.
So I'm reliving Groundhog Day here. We have sent a list of what our requirements were in the past to ICANN staff. They've come back to us. They've said yes. And then there was this meeting that took place a couple of weeks ago in Buenos Aires, and we're back to square one. I'm not quite sure what we're doing here. Let's send that letter out. But I just wanted to get more information from staff and find out what's going on.
Olivier?
Okay, Tijani, please. I have Wolf and Tijani. So Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You are right, Olivier. We are in the square one, and it's exactly what I told you the Friday of Buenos Aires. Because the meeting with those people of a meeting, gave exactly the same. At the first, the young man was more explicit. He said, "Yes, we can have Sunday, Saturday and Sunday with four or five rooms for you. It is possible with a plenary room. It is possible." But when the lady came, she said, "I cannot give you anything. We have to wait." So this is the problem. The problem is that I don't think there is a real understanding of what is the importance of the summit. It is not possible to plan a summit the last day. And this is a main problem that we have to solve. And I think that we have to send a real and very strong message to the meeting staff, telling them this is our requirement. We need them, and we need the confirmation very soon.
Okay, this is Eduardo. Olivier, is there any way we can get in contact with these people, or staff from our staff can help us in defining this somehow?
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking, and I usually resort to Heidi dealing with things that deal with staff, so I would have to ask Heidi or Carlos, perhaps, to follow up with staff and ask what the heck is going on. Because certainly at the time in Buenos Aires, I was equally as surprised as Tijani, and I don't know. There is a miscommunication here. I don't know whether it's... Well, I'm just very baffled by this whole thing. That's all.
Okay. That's Carlos. Thank you so much. I was going to take out the previous action item. So let's say you go, our staff to go through this and tell us what's going on and what kind of things ICANN meeting needs from us. Because, it's like Olivier said, if we already gave them our requirements, there's no need to send them the requirements again. They have to tell us, if we're going to have the rooms or not, or what we're going to have. So let's have our staff sift through that, and we will find out. Anyhow, Wolf, you have the floor now. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Wolf Ludwig speaking, for the record. Sorry, I joined a little bit later this call. I needed to dial out. And I'm a bit confused about some of the discussions here. To my memory, we met about 2 weeks ago in Buenos Aires on spot. We had, to my memory, around 3 meetings where we discussed Atlas issues. And we had the opportunity in Buenos Aires, what I thought at the time was clear. We had also survey results delivered. So I do not see at the moment, I do not understand really the confusion or some remarks by saying, well, we first need some more results from the survey group. The survey results not in the best of all forms. We are clear about that before. Unfortunately, they couldn't be delivered in a format we would have all liked, preferred, and appreciated, and it took the survey group, as you may remember, some time and an additional call to figure the results out and to bring them together. And I think the results are on the table. It's just now the point of analyzing what is on the table. And I think Buenos Aires could have been an excellent opportunity, and I thought it was an opportunity to do this on the spot. And out of this results, then to start with finding out what could be the key subjects. As it was said before here, it was Shorshak who, in a mail from, let me check, some weeks ago, Eduardo posted on the workspace, made some concrete suggestions, including an central or overarching theme, what is global internet, the user perspective, I think a lot of people here on the call have seen this, and I've seen a lot of approval to this idea, etc., including my approval. I think it could be one of the best overarching themes for the summit. So I do not really understand the confusion here and why we do not start to draft a first outline of a program. This is what we usually do with the results when we make a call for proposals for the annual Eurotic program. We made a compilation of the results, and on the basis of the compilation of the proposals, we start with the first draft outline of a program. And it, I think it should be the same or similar procedure here. The other point what regards logistics, to my memory, I think the final confirmation about meeting facilities for Mexico, we got a few weeks ahead. We had, according to the program, we had to develop our needs. This was done at the time with a working group logistics, which was chaired by Evan. And logistics depends on the number of sessions, the formats of the sessions. And then you can more or less clearly say we need so and so many rooms at that time, etc. And we ask staff to care for it and to organize it. And we do not need a confirmation about this. We have to make clear that we need that we know what we need for every day and for every part of the program, and then we have to put some pressure on the meeting staff that we get what we want, and we do not need to know in which room a session will take place. We just have to do an outline of the program, and according to the program planning, we will know about the formats and the number of sessions, whether we have a plenary session, whether there are outreach session or workshops, etc. And we can calculate the logistical requirements on this basis. So I do not understand much of the confusion here. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. I have Carlos Reyes, please. Carlos, your hand is up.
Thank you, Eduardo. This is Carlos. I spoke with Erhan Ferraner, who's the new senior meetings team colleague of ours based in Istanbul. He and I spoke in Buenos Aires shortly after the meeting, and he indicated that the meetings team is aware of our requirements for the summit, and he is conducting a site visit to the hotel in London in June, as Tijani alluded to earlier. So at this, it's more an issue of the rooms are there. They're just determining which rooms are going to belong to which groups. And once he conducts his visit, he's going to report out. But as we've noted in the action item, I'll work with Heidi to follow up with the meetings team. But that is the update I received from Erhan about 10 days ago.
This is Eduardo. Carlos, I have a question for you. So do you have an idea more or less when we will know one way or another? I mean, we talk about January, February, March time frame. Do you have any idea?
So that I'm clear on what we're expecting, do you want the room names? Because the rooms are there. I mean, the rooms have been budgeted for, and we know that the summit is taking place. The exact configurations of the room, you know, how big they're going to be, a venue map, et cetera, that'll probably come after the site visit. But if you could clarify exactly what the group would want, I can help. I can work with Heidi on communicating that to the meetings team.
So this is Eduardo again. So if I hear what you're saying is that we have the rooms that we ask for. It's just that we don't know what those rooms are going to be or how they're going to be configured.
That's right. Exactly. Yes, the rooms.
So that,
the rooms are set. Theoretically, the rooms are set. We know the summit has taken place, and the rooms have been secured. We just don't know. You know, for example, is one session going to be U-shaped seating or round table seating? Whatever we decide, those are the different elements that we'll continue to work on with the meetings team as the event evolves. Because maybe one session is a plenary session and you want audience-style seating, and another session is more working group session and you want smaller tables. So those details we can continue to work on with the meetings team. But the rooms have been reserved at the hotel.
Thank you, Carlos. Tijani, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. Carlos, I hear you, but I know that when I met with Erhard in Buenos Aires, he said me the same, almost the same. But when Diane came, she told me that they cannot say anything today. They have to go to London first, and then even after their visit to London, they have to see what the other constituency need. This is the problem. I felt that she is not aware of the difference between a normal meeting and the summit.
Thank you, Tijani. For what I can hear is, I think there is some kind of miscommunication. But anyhow, Olivier, please. A miscommunication within themselves. So anyhow, Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. Tijani just mentioned Diane. I don't think it was Diane that came down. I think it was Nancy Luciano.
No, Nancy, I don't know. I don't know her name. The lady who was with the board before, the old lady.
Yeah. So that's the lady who was with the board before.
That's Diane.
Diane, exactly. That's Diane. I didn't see Diane on the day, so sorry, I didn't even know that Diane was there. What I heard from Nancy was exactly what you said, and I must say I've kind of lost faith in this process, because we were told, tell us what you want and we will do it. And what I did hear there was, when we asked for a round table, they said, no, we can't give you a round table, we can give you a classroom. When we asked for a classroom, they said, actually, we don't have a big classroom, we've got a small classroom. The response I've had so far with each one of our requirements has been, no, we can't do this, but we can do something else. This is why I'm losing patience on this specific issue, and this is why I think Heidi should sort it out. She's got the full details of what we need. We need to have what we want. If we don't have what we want, then I will remind you that I'm meeting with Sally Costerton on Tuesday next week in London, and I'm more than happy to provide the details to Sally Costerton of what we want, for those details to go to the meeting department from Sally and not from Heidi. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carlos, please. You have your hand up.
Thanks, Eduardo. I guess I'll just quickly follow up on, I just wanted to clarify, Diane was not in Buenos Aires, so it would have been Nancy Luciano that the meeting was conducted with. And I think what it sounds like, based on the various comments here, it probably is an internal misunderstanding, miscommunication within the meetings team. But Erhan, at least from my conversations with him, and I know other conversations that have taken place, they're aware that this is a summit and not a typical at-large schedule of meetings for an ICANN meeting.
Thank you, Carlos. From the conversation that we have had, I think there is a miscommunication between the ICANN team staff and Heidi. You know, there's an action item for Heidi to follow up on that. There is a suggestion in the Adobe chat from Roberto. He says, I think the event working group needs to, as soon as possible, determine the number of and types of rooms we need, put in writing, and ask for a written response. But what we have been talking about is that we already asked for the rooms. We just have to know what is going to happen in these rooms. At least that's the way I understand it.
There is a meeting tomorrow of the events group that is scheduled tomorrow, so everybody is invited to come. I think, we have talked about this, the second item in the agenda. And I think what we should do next is, between this call and the following call, which I'm proposing to be in December 18, 2 weeks from now, is that by that time we have selected by consensus a central theme, which I heard that somebody, I don't remember who said it, that, you know, I think it was Wolf that said that, you know, the theme that JJ suggested sounds like a theme that we can all agree to up on it. I am volunteering myself to write something about it and get that conversation going offline, so we're ready to have a consensus on the theme before the 18th. And also, by the 18th, we need to know what the event is going to look like with which theme, at least a draft. Sidani, is that something that you're saying we can have by the 18th, you know, with our help?
Sure.
I think, Dijani speaking, Eduardo, I think that we need to define the themes before 18th. I don't think that the call is a good place to define the themes. It is only to approve or perhaps to modify. So we have to define the themes before 18th. And I think that the definition, this is the misunderstanding, I think. Wolf mentioned that he didn't understand the confusion, and I understand what he said. But the survey working group gave the analysis by people. Does those analysis give the final theme? No. So this analysis has to be used by and I think another thing very, very important, I don't think that any subgroup is in charge of defining the themes. The themes is the work of the whole organizing committee. And it's sure that we need a proposal. So perhaps the survey working group has to propose a list of themes to be addressed in the summit. And this is a work that still has to be done. It is not done yet. Thank you.
Cheryl, please.
Thanks, Eduardo. Cheryl for the record. Okay, here's how I see it and what I would like to propose to this group, which is a committee as a whole now. Eduardo, I think you're being a little bit too democratic, so stop that immediately. that was actually not a joke. Just put out a statement to the list that says that as a basis from this meeting, it is currently proposed that the overarching theme will be global internet, the youth perspective, and then if no one objects within 72 hours, that's what it is, as simple as that. That the results of the survey group, as discussed, and with whatever embellishments, rankings or other proposals or advice is called for in whatever time frame you all think is fair and reasonable, for then the events team to at the same time double check with themselves that the existing request, which is for a plenary and I think four if not five breakout rooms, is exactly what they will be planning around, and just confirm that. And then you need to establish which topics will be running when, and that goes back to the events team business. I think we're trying to micromanage things a little bit too much here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any comments, please? Okay, so just to wrap up, the meeting today, we talked about the theme for about half an hour, and I will do what Cheryl is suggesting. I think we should I will put something out there and see if everybody agrees and get comments, and that's it. And based on what Jan is saying about the 18th, I think there's a
when we're talking about themes, we all get confused. We're talking about a theme for the whole summit. And I think what Jan is referring to, the different themes, are the themes that are going to be discussed during the event, for the event. And those themes, we have to agree upon them and then work on them to develop events, which, I mean, and which is, you know, there are some proposals how the event is going to run. I think during the meeting tomorrow that we're going to have with the Yanis group, we can talk more about those specifics. So, do we agree to meet in 2 weeks? That will be in December 18th. Same time. Yanis, please.
Yes, I agree to meet on 18th, I still don't see an action item for a group to review all the analysis and to come up with the list of the themes of the summit. I am not talking about the overarching theme. I am talking about the theme, the four or five themes that will be addressed during the summit.
Okay, so how you want the action team to read?
I think that this meeting has to give an action item either to the survey working group, or if they want it to be done by other people, to appoint those people to take the analysis and to come up with a list of themes, a list of X number of themes, because we will not have 10 themes to address. We will have maximum 5 themes, I think. We cannot have more. But this is something that this organizing committee has to decide now.
Okay, so I'm going to address Wolf, who is the lead on that sub-working group, to hear his comments. Please, Wolf.
Sorry, this is Wolf again for the record. I had to unmute my line.
Yeah.
Well, as it sounds, from many of you, there is another meeting for the survey subgroup needed. I'm ready to do it as soon as possible. I don't think we can do it this week, or we change the priorities. We use the next opportunity. To my memory, there will be the next Atlas call, but this original another priority tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. UTC. So we could reach use this opportunity, or we take the weekend and everybody from the sub-working group comes up with his idea and interpretation or analyzes what he thinks the survey results have finally offered to be the priority themes for the Atlas II. What could be, according to a theme, a main topic? What would deserve a plenary session? What would be more or less a side issue? What could be dealt with in a workshop or in another format, etc.? If that, that's exactly what Tichani is suggesting or expecting, okay, the survey subgroup can do this, and we can either do it online, or we can do it by a next call. I'm simply still a little bit confused that we didn't use Buenos Aires, if this is exactly what is needed as a next step, why we didn't do it on spot in Buenos Aires. So we could have saved some time, and I was not aware that this is expectation from Tichani for the group for making a next step. So I will let me suggest to sort out this Carlos and at large step when we can have the next subworking group call to come up with these proposals or with these recommendations, etc. Thanks.
Yeah. Tijani, please.
Yes, thank you, Tijani speaking. Thank you, Wolf, and I think that this work, it is a reflection thing, and we need to do it offline, and I don't think that during a meeting or during a call we can think about things. We can only decide, we can only approve, we can only modify, but to come up with the themes, I think that every member of the group has to think about it and to prepare the work so that during the call, the next call you will have for the survey, everyone will be ready to give inputs and the call will be productive. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Eduardo. I suggest that I agree with Wolf that we should do this offline, and I think, you know, we have the data there. It's a matter of looking at it. Wolf has a lot of experience with it, and a lot, all the people have a lot of experience with this. I think that it will be doable to have something done by sometime next week in defining the five more pressing themes. I think that, you know, if we look at the survey, we can flip through this, and I think we will be able to define them. So, let's try to push for next week, sometime next week, to define the themes. So when we get by the next call that I have been corrected by Carlos, that is not the 18th, it's the 19th, it's a Thursday. I hope there is not a problem with anybody. By that time, we should come back here and talk specifically how this event is, is going to be run. Why it's going to be talking at plenary or workshops and things like that. And we will take it from there. And we will start to fine-tune it as we discuss it. Do you have any comments about this this approach? If not, I guess we can adjourn this meeting and we'll continue our conversation via offline. And happy holidays to everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eduardo.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you to all.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.